Richard, I'm on the enterprisemission.com website. Kind of hold my hand a little bit. Not okay. Too tightly, though, Hoagland. And take me through this and some of the images that we're beginning to look at here.
Okay, well, people need to log on so they can share this experience with us. www.enterprisemission.com. That'll bring up our main page. You'll scroll down a little way down the main page past the Joshua Tree Conference banner, which we'll talk about later because mm-hmm. It actually plays a role in our moon story tonight. And the second banner at the top of the page is called Missing Apollo 11 TV Examples. And you click on that, and that takes you to a special page we prepared, which basically has, maybe a dozen images, both moon and Mars, because we're going to talk about Mars tonight too, which we've assembled from, to kind of help us tell our story. We're starting out with some comparisons of the kind of images that we would have seen in, television land if somehow in the last decade or two NASA had not inexplicably misplaced, with the help of the National Archive, almost 700 boxes of original video Apollo 11 and telemetry material.
This can't happen, Richard. They had to have been stolen.
This is just absolutely nuts. This we've been able to trace this now back to 1984. If you look at the top of our special Apollo 11 TV page tonight, at the very top you'll see a link which says the official story of the search for the Apollo 11 tapes. That is a PDF file that was sent to us from Parks Australia, which is one of the downlink stations in 1969, that was a huge antenna that was relaying the signals from, Buzz and Neil on the moon to NASA and to satellite television and to the rest of the world through broadcast TV network.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that if you look at some of those first images that I've got up there, you'll see on the left it says things like Parks antenna, and then on the right it says, or on the left it says broadcast, on the right it says Parks or Honeysuckle Creek. Those are Polaroid snapshots taken of the monitors at these ground stations, literally halfway around the world, compared to what the scan converter was doing in semi-real time to convert this special TV format, because it wasn't in the national broadcast NTSC video format that people can receive on their home TV set.
That's why it was so grainy?
So it had to be converted. That's why it was so grainy. Now, if you look at the main page of Enterprise, right there, there's two thumbnails, a left composite and a right composite. And if you look at the frame on the far left of the Apollo TV examples, you can see what we all saw, including us at CBS headquarters in New York with Walter. That was broadcast. That's what we saw with Neil coming down the ladder on the left-hand side. The frame just to the right of it is a Polaroid taken off the monitor at Honeysuckle Creek. Actually, it's a 35-millimeter photograph of the slow scan monitor, showing you an incredible difference in quality.
Oh yeah!
And then if you go to the two images on the right of that thumbnail, the one on the left, dark one, is the one we all saw of Buzz. I think he was driving the surface sampler tube into the surface there, trying to get a soil sample, a so-called core tube. And the image on the right is what was photographed off the screen at Goldstone, which was another of the downlink stations in, Southern California, receiving DirecTV from the moon. But this was not the video. These were just stills that were caught either by accident or because someone was taking some pictures for press that night for media publicity. And the original one-inch Ampex videotapes, which are of pristine quality, which could now be put through modern computer programs, digitized, where you could see the rivets on the lunar module. Since 1984, according to the people who have, basically been looking now, ex-NASA employees, people at Westinghouse, which were in charge of the, constructing the actual TV camera for that first mission, other people around the world at the Parks antenna, and at the Science Institute in Australia, all of these people looking since 1984 cannot find 700 boxes of Apollo 11 data, including these priceless videos And that's like over 20 years.
Somebody's got them in their house.
They've either got them in their house or, and this is another theory we have to think seriously about, which is why we have further images further down that page, someone realized when computer technology got good enough and these original tapes could be reconstituted and put out as DVDs or put out to the broadcast networks to show again, you know, like reprising on an anniversary of Apollo 11.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there were things on that horizon that we were not supposed to see. To give you one example, at the very top of that page, the Apollo page we prepared, there is a mosaic of Apollo color lunar films that Buzz Aldrin shot.
Right, and it's got his signature up there on the top, right?
His signature on the top.
All right.
That was made by somebody at the Apollo Lunar Surface Journal. I forget his name, but you go to the Apollo Science Journal site, and it's, you know, everybody's credited there. This was a mosaic put together of the Hasselblad, you know, color hard copy film that was shot. Look at that horizon.
That is so pristine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely. But these are like 1/250th of a second images,
yes,
snapshots, that were then put together on the ground as a mosaic in the computer decades after Buzz shot those pictures. Because they were individual frames and they were put together as a panorama. The TV camera, if you go back and you look at the films or the kinescopes of that broadcast, you'll see that what they did is they had Buzz basically set up the TV camera and then turn it around the horizon in segments, moving it and then stopping and then letting it sit there and several, you know, seconds ran the video.
And then just move it again.
Then move it again just so they got a complete panorama of the landing site. Well, each of those frames, which were like sent at, I think, 30 frames per second, each of those frames in the computer could be stacked. They could be added to each other, which drives down the noise and builds up the signal. It's kind of like taking a long time exposure. And what would we have seen on that horizon or over that horizon if those original scan Apollo 11 black and white tapes had been processed by modern 21st century computer technology, and is that why those boxes have disappeared?